With state government trying to find ways out from under billions of dollars in red ink, huge pots of money might seem irresistible. The state pension fund is a huge pot of money, totaling $52 billion. One idea being floated? Temporarily cutting off government payments to that fund. Those payments totaled $1.1 billion last year. In so many words, Deputy Secretary of the Department of Employee Trust Funds, David Mills, calls the idea short-sighted.
A contribution holiday in the retirement system does not resolve a deficit. It's much more like taking out a third credit card to pay off the amounts that you already owe on the two earlier credit cards, because it simply puts off the payment of the debt that's necessary.
But this wouldn't be the first dip into employee funds. This past summer, as part of the budget adjustment bill, the state approved a moratorium on paying into the accumulated sick leave conversion trust. That saved $72 million this year. Deputy Secretary Mills says it's likely the Department of Employee Trust Funds will go to court to challenge that. He says cutting off those payments appears to be illegal. If the challenge succeeds, state agencies will have to cough up $72 million more in unexpected dollars, plus interest. Frederica Freiberg, Wisconsin Public Radio.